Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Thornton gets the inbounds pass, catches it. Technically, she's traveling, but hey, this game is over, and the Valkyries win 88-77. What a win for the GSV tonight against Indiana.
Kevin Dana on the call. It's a great final call right here on 95.7 The Game. Caitlin who? Huh? No, it's Golden State Valkyries, baby. 88-77, Ball Halla was balling yesterday. You got Brandon Pajemski courtside. You had Steve Kerr there. You had Juan Toscano-Anderson. You have, of course, the owner of both the Warriors and the Valkyries there courtside, Joey Lightyears, a.k.a. Joe Lacob. And it was a vibe, as the kids like to say.
Did you see Jassy. The COA there?
Who?
Center of attention? Brandon Pajemski?
Yeah, I mentioned him. That's the first one I mentioned.
Yeah, but I call him the COA.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Bonte there for a second.
I mean, Pod, sit down, doggy.
What? He's showing his right. pride for the team.
This is where I'm at right now.
Pride Month.
Having watched that game very intensely, I was getting Oracle vibes from the crowd.
Really?
I swear to God.
No, real quick.
I swear to God. I'm not even joking.
You said something that was kind of crazy.
I'm not going to lie.
But I also believed it while watching both games. Tell me what you said about 20 minutes ago,
okay,
Joe.
This might sound blasphemous. I'm not saying the whole game. Because there were moments at the beginning where I felt like the Indiana crowd was crazy. I felt like the environment at Chase Center yesterday, Ball Halla, if you will, when you're flipping back and forth. I was not at the arena. My mom was there. I already texted her, Mom, wake up, call us up. Let me know what it was like in the arena. I felt like the Chase Center crowd was as raucous, if not more, than the finals crowd. And I'm not even trying to be some, you know, hot take artist. I'm just telling you what was permeating through the iPad because the little guy was asleep. I couldn't put it on the big television because I had to have the earbuds in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No,
when I was listening.
Sure. Yeah.
And it felt crazier watching Caitlin Clark and the Valkyries play each other versus whatever that was in the second half, that brick fest where they're building St. Dominic's in Indiana, that brick fest during the finals.
Oh,
like, it was bad.
The no-show that was the Oklahoma City Thunder yesterday was extremely disappointing. Like, that whole finals has just been so out of sight and out of mind for a lot of people. And that game yesterday is Exhibit A. Now, there's blowouts. Blowouts happen in the finals. We've seen it left and right. We've seen it with the Warriors.
Of course.
We've seen it with the Cavs over the years. Like, it happens. But the fact that that game was going on whilst Caitlin Clark was playing, who in her own right is, quite frankly, I feel like if you pulled people, who would you rather see right now? Would you rather watch the NBA Finals or whatever Caitlin Clark's doing in the regular season? I think maybe, and it's my sound insane, more people might say Caitlin Clark because of the nature of what she has taken Storm here.
There's
in the WNBA. She is her own entity right now. And Carter was there. Sam, I think, was there. Maybe he wasn't there.
My mom was there.
Your mom was there.
She was taking photos and texting the family, like, pregame. Oh, my God. Look, my mom is... She's a sports fan, but she would be like the definition of casual. She's not
B1. To be in your family, she has to be somewhat of a sports fan.
Oh, well, I mean, always. But like, here's an example. Caitlin Clark, this is her pregame warm-up. She's sending us photos of the pregame warm-up. She's like, there's an aura around her. I mean, it's just unbelievable. She also said that Sophie Cunningham, the fight that she had the night before, reminded her of my sister in high school playing basketball and all the little fights she would get into.
Why was she good?
My sister was like, you know, she had two brothers. So
she was Bill Laimbeer out there?
She was always scrapping it with somebody.
By the way, Caitlin Clark yesterday, 3 of 14 overall.
Oh, not 0 good.
0 of 7 from beyond the arc. Maybe Chase Center is like Crypto.com Arena like it is for Steph. Maybe that's how it is for Chase Center over there. The lights are just too bright for Caitlin yesterday.
Here's my overall take. Here's my overall take, though, on the Valkyries. And look, there is a diehard sicko in me that wants to like start breaking down the needs of what the Valkyries desperately need. Like, they need an athletic big to slow down that girl Boston, who was unbelievable yesterday.
They've got Boston pieces.
Yeah. Like, they've got this rookie from France that they drafted was lightning fast. I mean, unbelievable. But my bigger takeaway is this. Let's zoom out. Number one, in terms of entertainment, all right, and you're a sports fan, and you are, you know, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you have a family, whether you're older in life, like my mother, this is something that you can go to that's more affordable than an NBA game and is clearly a different type of an entertainment. I was getting Kezar Pro-Am-like vibes from the crowd and from everyone there. You know, the Kezar Pro-Am was a thing here in San Francisco where you'd have a variety of high school, college, and professional guys play in like a summer league, and the crowd would go to watch the show. And it's almost like our own version of Rucker Park, where,
right.
But it's indoors and it's in the historic Kezar Stadium. That is the vibe that I was getting from the television and the crowd yesterday. We're trying to root on the local team. B, there's, hey, we want to support women's sports. C, wow, I can show up to Chase Center and actually sit in seats that I might not otherwise be able to sit in going to a game. I might not even be able to afford to go to a Warrior game, right? Yeah. D, I'm in on something at the ground level. Right. There's something about I want to be in this grassroots independent thing that is starting from ground zero and I want to help build it up. And then there's just like, hey, I'm looking for something to do in the summer that's an alternative to the movies, to Giants baseball or whatever else might be out there. I know for our job, Joe, I am desperately searching for things that my audience is going to, you know, gravitate to and hook onto. And if the Valkyries can give us a handful of things throughout a month in June or July or in August, I'm all here for it. So I think this is awesome. I think this is great for the community. I'm loving the support that I'm seeing through the television. And just as a sports fan and as somebody who's coached, you know, young girls in basketball and as a young son, having diverse heroes, whether it's from one gender or the other, for boys and girls, for young and old, to be able to look up to and to aspire to. I mean, come on, man. This is what it's all about, right? We can have Superman and we can have Wonder Woman, you know? We can have, you know, Catwoman and we can have Batman. Why can't we have both, right? And I think this is great. And no one is saying that they're going to be on the level of the 49ers when they're humming. But we're starting somewhere at ground zero, and we're seeing it kind of build through. And yesterday was just fun. And if you watched it, if you went to the game, I hope you had as much fun as I did, because I had a lot of fun watching that.
It feels authentic there. It doesn't feel like this is some sort of manufactured, cookie-cutter, corporate kind of a thing, right? Oh, this is the new sexy thing, right? So I'm a tech bro, or I'm just hanging out here in San Francisco. I'm a transplant. Yeah, sure, why not? Go to this. Caitlin Clark's there. Great. No. They've been selling out every single game prior to Caitlin coming yesterday. Like, that's why it's a big deal.
It was a vibe.
They're going to sell out probably, I would think, like the rest of the season. Like, I don't see this, you know, fervor going away anytime soon. By the way, if the season ended today, I know it doesn't, they're 6-6, they'd be in the playoffs. It's the top 8 teams right now And it's the top four in each conference. I do think they do reseeding, but I'm looking at it right now. They'd be the seventh seed, Joe.
You know,
as an expansion franchise.
It would be amazing. I mean, look, the league is very small.
It is, but that...
In terms of teams.
But I don't care. If you're an expansion franchise, that's huge.
And, look, I've followed women's basketball in this region at the college level. Like, the whole twins, sisters, were at Stanford for quite some time. And I followed them. And to see her on Indiana, I have name recognition. I watched Kate Martin play with Caitlin Clark at Iowa. So there are players that I recognize and that I know. And then there's other players that I don't know and I'm learning about, like the rookie that they have from France. Yep. And so I just think it's a lot of fun. I'm not going to say that it's ever going to be on the level of what the Warriors are right now. And that's absurd right now. That sounds laughable, but you got to start somewhere. And I thought it was a lot of fun. And just for a distraction for the night, gosh, they're nailing it. And you know what, Joe, I really love?
What do you love?
Clearly, Joe Lacob and whoever else is involved with the team, and I'm sure there are lots and lots of people.
Pajemski, maybe.
I talk a lot about branding, right? We've talked a lot about branding. Having the floor be completely different from the Oracle, from the Chase Center floor, I think is a brilliant move. It feels and looks and presents differently. And it was like watching a game at Oracle or at Kezar, the pro-am. There was a wild grassroots feel that was permeating through the television yesterday. And the colors, the vibe, the crowd, the pace of play, there was so many elements that were just refreshing. And for a one night off, if that was the first time you tuned in, I hope it hooked you. I really did. And I know we got Giants baseball we can get into. And
big one for
and
them.
Of course, we got the NBA Finals. And I'm sure more people were tapped in on the Finals nationally. But locally, for one night, I was more compelled by the Valkyries game and Caitlin Clark.
Well, hell, I don't even know what the final score was or the halftime score of that Finals game. But I know the final was just an absolute blowout in favor of the Pacers. So actually, you know, people probably did tune in. Oh, Caitlin Clark's playing right now? Well, let's just go to that. I'm sure that actually happened a lot nationwide because, as we've learned, Caitlin Clark is national. It's actually pretty cool to see her pregame chopping up with some of the fans there at Chase Center. Her pregame comments talking about Steph Curry, her idolizing him, her one of her favorite players, and to be able to play where he plays, all of that. You know, it just got me thinking down the line, you know, Caitlin Clark here in the Bay Area, Joe Lake up there.
Well, I think Sabrina Ionescu.
Sure. But also,
she's got the local ties, and she's going to be a free agent.
But we also think we think also really big here too.
Oh, well,
and Sabrina's
no
pretty big, obviously.
But you know what that felt like last night to me? It felt, I mean, there was a U.S. Open like vibe when Tiger or Rory or somebody
Phil
was showing up.
Yeah,
Phil. Like that's what the Caitlin Clark thing felt like. And I saw a lot of people that I know. I'm not talking about media people. I'm talking about real people that are out just living living their lives. I'm not trying to rip the media, but the media always shows up.
Well, the everyday people, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm seeing people bring their kids to the game, and I thought it was special. It was a special, fun night.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Our guest promotion today, well, we got Bonta Hill joining us in studio as he does each and every Friday. So Bonta Hill joining us today, courtesy of River Islands. Plus, we got This or That happening in the 9 o'clock hour. Happens every single day. This or That could be sports related, could be pineapple and pizza, could be Brady versus Mahomes, could be MJ versus LeBron. Do rings matter? Do they not matter? Greatest rivalries, all that. So we got This or That coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. And you mentioned the Giants. And there was a lot of people yesterday, according to reports, when I was just on putting on my social, and people were saying, wow, there's a lot of people at the Giants game just wearing Valkyries gear that are double-dipping.
That's pretty cool.
So that are going to the Giants game yesterday. And by the way, big win for them, 2-1. Clutch hit from one Wilmer Flores. It's just Mr. Clutch. Do they have, the award that they do in the NBA, the Clutch Player of the Year? It'd be Wilmer Flores right now, easily, at least in the National League.
What about my guy, Logan Webb?
That's what he does, Joe. 7 innings, 1-run baseball. Are you kidding me? And juxtapose that with the Cleveland starting pitcher, who is my guy, Gavin Williams, yesterday, going 6 innings, 0 runs, gives up 2 hits, right? Throws 104 pitches, and then immediately the guy that comes in after him just throws
baseball
up all over himself. I know. It's just got to be so damn frustrating. But I'm sure Logan Webb's saying, yeah, I've been there, man. I've been there a lot. So big win there. And that's what we were talking about yesterday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Like, that's what an ace does for his staff. Now, if it's like, you can do the argument, or people might say, oh, is he, you know, is he an ace on every single team base? Well, no, he's an ace on this staff.
Well, he's pitching like one, and when you get the ball and you stop a big losing streak,
stop the bleeding.
That is what aces do.
Yes. And that's what he did yesterday. 7 innings, 7 hits, just 1 run given up, 9 strikeouts for Logan Webb. And again, the strikeouts have been up for him this season, man. Like, I know that's not his, like, game, like, when he's on. He's a ground ball kind of a pitcher. But I feel like every time I'm looking up, it's 6 or 7 innings. He's got 5 or more strikeouts.
It's funny that you referenced the strikeouts. Him and Laura Britt did a little, like, it's called, like, the bullpen with Laura. Sam, I don't know if you've seen this, but Bonte was doing the pregame, and then you had Laura Britt do, like, a package. You know, what are those, like, 3-minute montage things where, like, you sit down with somebody and...
Yeah, a little interview.
Like,
yeah.
But what are they called during, like, an actual pregame show? That it's like a package, right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Whatever the video production calls it, it's a little thing. And it's basically they're out in center field in the bullpen, and it's Laura Britt and Logan Webb. And she asked him, like, hey, your strikeouts are up a lot. And this clearly was, you know, filmed in the last week or two, let's just say. And Logan Webb's like, yeah, you know, like, we went back and I realized that I was kind of getting hit hard on a couple of different pitches and I'm trying something different.
BP with Britt.
There you go. Okay. It was very interesting. And he didn't want to divulge specifically what he was doing and how much he was doing it, but it sounds like he's not relying on the changeup as much. And he said, the league has adjusted to me. Now I have to adjust to the league. And I'm sure they'll adjust back, and I'll have to make more adjustments. That's the life of a pitcher. So to your answer, it's like this guy is clearly thinking 5 steps ahead, and he looks unbelievable right now, and that's what a stopper does. Goes out there, pitches his heart out, gives his team a chance to win, and they got second and third with you know, one out, and we were dying for that big hit, and your guy Wilmer Flores does it again.
Thank you. My guy Wilmer Flores. I've always had your back, Wilmer. By the way, Logan Webb this season, 101 innings pitched. I'm sure that's leading the National League, because it always is. 114 strikeouts, 16 games started, 2.49 ERA, 1.12 whip. The guy is going to be in the Cy Young conversation yet again, Joe. And not that we take him for granted, but I know the team hasn't really been winning. They've been mired in mediocrity. The guy is just such a professional. And to have that guy lead your staff right now, when honestly there's some question marks. Like Justin Verlander, he's a question mark right now. Robbie Ray, for the most part, has been really good. The last two starts haven't been great.
No.
It's been okay, but not great. And Landon Roop, we'll see. I mean, if the wheels started falling off Landon Roop, would you be shocked? Like, I would be shocked. Like, he's coming up on his most innings pitched all time as a pitcher right now. Hayden Bernsong, continue to be steady, continue to be rock solid. He's on the bump tonight, or tomorrow, I should say. No, it's tonight. Against Hunter Dobbins, by the way.
Wait, who's on the bump tonight?
Boston Red Sox. Hunter Dobbins.
No, for us.
Hayden Bernsong.
My guy. I'm going to be there.
Dude, it's going to
be JP Money.
By the way, 2.79 ERA for Hayden Bernsong this season. He's been balling 3-1.
We got good seats.
Oh, where are you at?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Home plate?
Don't worry about it.
Home plate? Josh
Askew? No, I don't do home plate.
No.
I need better angles.
Do you want to be behind the Red Sox dugout today? Talk some smack?
I'm going to give you the exact location. Ooh.
He rented Bonte's helicopter to get into the game tonight.
The Bonte Mobile? You're going to be driving up there right near the statue?
My boy Max Ryan, who used to be a city boy and moved up north, and I've lost a lot of respect for him. No, I love that guy.
Jesus.
We're in CL, club level, baby.
Oh,
205?
Okay, all right.
205?
It's a massive series.
Row A?
This is a massive series.
Seat 5 and 6?
Are you going to be sniffing Rafael Devers?
I mean, I'm going to be sitting there licking the tears of Red Sox fans when he goes out and trots out to first base in the top of the first. It is going to be a thing, because I don't know if you heard what Bob Melvin said yesterday.
Is he really going to do that? No, what did Bob
Melvin
say?
Hey, you know, we really don't want Wilmer playing first base. Kind of with him on that. And so they're trying to get Devers up to speed. I'm paraphrasing here.
Devers yesterday did get another hit, got a walk, strikeout. But again, he's finding his rhythm there at Oracle Park. And what better opponent to do it against than your former franchise that you grew up with, that you won a World Series with, that you got paid with, and that you said deuces with, and as all the Boston media members have said, given the verbal equivalent of a middle finger to during that press conference a couple days ago. So it is going to be testy, it is going to be choppy, it is going to be fun, and I can't freaking wait for this weekend against the Red Sox. And trust me, we are going to be leaning into it all day long when it comes to that. We've got all the major media members that cover the league and their thoughts on one Rafi Devers. We got all the biggest fans when it comes to the Boston sports media, the Portnoys, the Carabases, all of them and their thoughts. And we're going to be eating and drinking some Boston tears today in that respect and stoking the flames of a rivalry.
So Marcy, who is, I mean, her and Steiny, the relationship is unbelievable on air. They go, I think Steiny goes on over there and Marcy comes in the studio with Guru and Steiny.
Friday.
She just came walking in through the glass. Marcy, what's the station?
Live 105. Come on, please.
She goes, looks like somebody brought McDonald's, and my jaw dropped because that bag of McDonald's is like a trash bag worth of McDonald's. Carter and you guys are always doing cheat days on Friday.
Yeah, it's a cheat day Friday.
It's the Golden Arches, baby.
So what did you order?
I just ordered a coffee.
And what did you order, Sam?
5 sandwiches.
Which ones?
No, just 2.
Was it the McValue?
No, I just got 2 sausage egg McMuffins.
So in honor of Devers and the Red Sox hating each other,
yes,
I want to ask you and the audience, because we're going to play all that sound, what's the best diss song of all time?
Ooh, best diss song of all time. Ooh, that's a good one.
What is diss song of all
you
time?
You go hit him up, Tupac, right?
Like it's no Vaseline Ice Cube?
Yeah,
what about,
okay,
you know, Nailing the Coffin Eminem on Benzino? Benzino still hasn't been heard from since.
Real mother effing G's.
Eazy-E. Not written by him, but that's a great
Ray
one.
Ray Love in there as well. Yeah, there you go.
Ether?
Yeah. 888-957-9570.
Because we need to play all the best diss songs for Rafi Devers when he's coming to the plate.
Do we play like Boston music today, which is, I think is just literally just the Dropkick Murphys shipping up to Boston. I think that's like the only song I know that's from like, oh, Boston.
Well, and
oh,
the band.
The Boston the band,
Just another band out of Boston. Isn't Aerosmith also from Boston?
I'll look that up. Aerosmith.
I could be way off on that.
You could be. But you're not, because it says it right here, Boston, Massachusetts, Aerosmith.
Aerosmith got bangers. Oh, I mean, Loving in Elevator. Come on, man. They got so many hitters. Walk This Way. Woo!
Dude, this is... I'm waiting
you
for today.
You drive me crazy.
What is the odds?
I got so
you
many
to,
ones.
You need to get the odds, DraftKings, whatever. Devers hitting a home run, like tonight. What is? What's
what
it at?
Are they?
What are the odds? Like,
I might do a deal with underdogs here coming up, so I might have to, you know... I might have to hit that.
You're going to be doing deals with underdog?
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of hit them up, I might have to hit them up with underdog.
You going to give me free picks, Shasky?
Shasky's...
You and me?
Shasky's
Join
lock,
account?
Shasky's lock of the day? Well, you guys took like the A's over win total. And that's...
The A's are going to get hot knocked in August, dude.
Well, they just got to walk off yesterday.
Don't sleep on
it. They just got to walk off. They just split their series against the rival
and that's
Astros.
An even up game.
Just going to let that breathe for a second. What's coming up? The game is brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems. Your calls, your texts. Hey, if you were at Chase Center yesterday at Ballhalla, I do want to hear from you about the vibe and the energy of it. Because Joe Shasky just said he thought the energy just threw his television screen.
What I felt
at a regular season WNBA game.
Sounds insane.
Sounded crazier than an NBA Finals game in Indiana.
Insane.
Which, it sounds insane, but I'm kind of in agreement with you. 888-957-9570. Plus, we'll break down what is sure to be a chippy and nasty series between the Red Sox and the San Francisco Giants on 95.7 The Game. Emia in this? Like, oh my God, dude.
Faith and Biggie were done.
Oh,
he said,
God.
I'm going to let my little homies ride on you.
It's just
an all-timer, dude.
Oh, that was Dwayne Kuiper on the call.
You know, prior
to this.
Talk about Michael Jordan
NBC
and LeBron.
Bay Area. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No, you're fine.
Tupac, like Michael Jordan, has a place in my heart that will never be removed.
I think for a lot of people, they feel that
like
way.
You could talk about how, you know, longevity, and there's something to be said for it. Tupac, like Michael Jordan, is in the top spot for me all time for rappers, and then everyone else is fighting for second.
You know what's interesting about diss songs? We always think of just rap in particular, like diss tracks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think of hip hop, you think of rap. I'm challenging the people that are not, it's non-rap related.
Well,
that are
Cisco versus R. Kelly.
Okay, but that's
R&B.
Still hip hop, R&B. Like,
it's hip hop adjacent.
Okay, exactly. What I'm saying, is there like a rock like diss song? Like, do those even happen? You got to hear. I'm looking for the deep cuts.
Well,
from the
I know
people.
This. I know that Leonard Skinner. The main guy used to not wear shoes on stage.
I heard Sweet Home Alabama is actually a response to Neil Young. And it's like...
That might be. But I know that Leonard Skinner used to open for Aerosmith. And the Leonard Skinner guy went out onto the Tongue, the Rolling Stones Tongue. Not Aerosmith, the Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay.
The Rolling Stones Tongue.
Yes.
Excuse me. And Rolling Stones lost their mind that he would always open up and go out onto the Tongue, which is their tongue, you know, for the stage, if
right.
you will. And that was seen as a big diss back in the day.
Oh my God.
The Leonard Skinner doc on Netflix is incredible.
So we got, why are we playing diss tracks? You know why? Because we have a huge revenge series starting tonight. Rafi Devers is playing against his now former team. Just a week ago, he was a Boston Red Sox. Everything was okay. No, well, I was going to say, not everything was okay. Clearly it wasn't. But, you know, they thought maybe they could work through this. Well, they were wrong, and on Father's Day of last Sunday, he was traded. He had his introductory presser shortly after that, moved on, didn't want to answer any questions about it, took some balls at first base, a position where he refused to even try to play with Boston. And there's a lot. There is a lot baked into this. We had Will Fleming, brother of Dave Fleming, obviously voice of the Giants, our Giants insider, but Will, voice of the Red Sox radio network. He had some very interesting thoughts on the relationship between Devers, between the Red Sox, and what you're going to get with Devers here in San Francisco. Just a taste, because I do want to get into some of the, like, the biggest revenge games of all time, and I would love to hear from the people. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text. We want your participation all day long on this. This was Will Fleming, Joe, who joined us yesterday about Devers potentially playing first this weekend, which Will does think he's going to do at one point.
Bob Melvin basically said he's going to play for, right? I mean, that's,
yeah, he said that.
He's going to play first base tonight.
And we'll hear from Bo Mel in a second. But this is what Will Fleming said about Devers.
I love it.
Even wanting to play first base.
It was an enormous middle finger to everybody with the Red Sox. It was. There's no other way to see that. And again, this notion of I'll do whatever they want, but they didn't ask me nicely enough in Boston. That to me is absolutely outrageous.
Oh, there is just a pettiness abound in this series from Devers. And that's what makes it fun. Like, listen, this is like a sports level of pettiness. So yes, and it is a business and there are people's like jobs at stake and all of that. But there's also real life stuff happening with all of this. Like Craig Breslow, like the guy's making millions of dollars. He's not like, please, like no one's like losing. Like Kyle Harrison, he's making millions of dollars. Like everyone involved in this, their lives are going to be okay.
I ran into the Boston assistant general manager yesterday, Paul Timoney, on the street right out in front of the studio. And he was in a great mood. He's from San Francisco.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
You know that Timoney drop you always talk about?
Yes.
Yeah, their brother is Paul, and he's part of the front office. He's the assistant GM.
Paizan, I'm assuming?
Look him up. Yeah, great baseball player. Okay. Yeah, great family. And
sure.
To your point, he was in a great mood yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. This is sports
hate.
He's
just running the city.
This is sports hate at its finest. Like, that is what we love. When there's too much actual real hate happening in the world around us right now, it's nice to just veg out, sit in front of my TV. Like yesterday, did anyone watch I'm sure you watched the highlights, Dodgers and Padres getting into it.
Oh my goodness. That was great.
He did.
Ohtani got hit. Ohtani got hit on a 3-0 and then pointed to the dugout and was like, nah, you don't got to do nothing.
Yeah, it's fine.
He was like a mob boss.
Well, I thought he was waving goodbye to the pitcher that got ejected after that.
Oh, I thought he was waving to the dugout in the sense of like, you don't have to run out here and defend me.
Right, it might have been.
Who knows?
You know, I mean, and he's such like, again, nice guy.
The best is when you get hit, you pick up the ball and you throw it back to the pitcher show that it doesn't hurt.
Or like roll it back, like gingerly, just like toss it a little bit like you would at like a beanbag toss game. Just a little toss to him. So yeah, like that's what I want this. I want benches to clear this weekend, Joe.
Really?
I want that. Is that too aggressive?
Pat Burrell is going to be chewing on glass if that's the case.
Well, I just don't want a Michael Moore situation. That's the last thing we need. Jeff Samardzija running through. That's Austin's music, right? You have the Jim Ross like sound effect in the background.
The thing that I keep coming back to is that like both parties obviously feel very bitter about the divorce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think that some of the revenge games that I've been thinking about over time, I don't know if both parties felt as bitter. Like, I'm talking about Devers and the organization. Like, Durant going back to OKC.
Mm.
That first game. I don't think Durant was as bitter as OKC was.
No, but he definitely felt it. Now that we know Kevin Durant, the individual, like that.
No doubt. But I'm talking about going into that environment.
The fact that he was their greatest player in the history of the franchise, albeit a very short-lived Oklahoma City franchise. Yeah, that was pretty toxic. And you blew him out, which is great, too. The cupcake. Dude, they were name calling him Cupcake.
It's still ridiculous.
It's like, what are we doing here?
I know, it's
right?
Still ridiculous. And then, like, I think...
Actually, now I hope the Pacers do come back and win the series. Now
I am rooting for them.
Yes.
I want T.J. McConnell to be Finals MVP. Why are you laughing? He's been phenomenal. And when he went into that game yesterday, he flipped it. I know I said
I'm
saying.
I'm laughing at the absurdity of what you said.
If they win it all, T.J. McConnell has a case to
be Finals
MVP.
It's probably going
to
be Siakam, but yeah.
He flipped that game.
I know.
I know. I'm going to cape up for the try-hard white guy off the bench. All right? I'm not ashamed to admit it. Another revenge game that I think about a lot. I think about this game a lot. Niners versus Chiefs, 1994, Joe Montana versus Steve Young. It felt personal for Joe. It felt personal, so much so, the Chiefs said it out loud. It's personal for us on behalf of Joe. I don't know if necessarily the Niners felt that same way.
And that was, Steve Young had yet to win a Super Bowl, right? Like, that was the year that he was going to win it, right? So that was...
After failing twice in the NFC Championship game.
Exactly. So that was Joe's own way of sticking it to him and that whole organization. And let's be honest, Joe still feels some type of way about that.
No doubt.
He just does.
No doubt. The fact
that when the Niners and Chiefs have played not once, but twice in a Super Bowl against each other, he's like, I'm a winner no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay. Really, dude?
Now, really? Similar to that Niners-Chiefs one, you know, Joe goes to the Chiefs. He feels some kind of way. And the Chiefs players play lights out in that game. Marcus Allen, Derek Thomas. I mean, that team played lights out. Steve got knocked around, gave up two picks. They just didn't play good at all. Joe was brilliant in that game. The numbers don't dictate exactly how well he played in that one. I wonder what the level of band together will be for the Giants tonight, rallying around Rafi Devers, their new teammate.
Right.
But in this case, right, I think Boston has, like, there's going to be some energy, I think, from Boston toward Rafi Devers tonight.
You think any of these pitchers are throwing at him?
I don't know, but I don't think there's going to be hugs and kisses. I think it'll be much more like Jimmy Butler going back to Miami, where nobody was giving him hugs. I bet there's only a couple guys that come across in warm-ups and give him daps.
I would hope that Rafi Devers has a better revenge series than Jimmy Butler had revenge game in Miami, because that was awful.
He didn't even show up.
That was like, as we looked back, like one of the worst losses of the season.
Well, that's what can't happen.
That cannot happen.
They can't come out and get swept this weekend to the Red Sox.
No.
For standings. Forget the Devers beef. For standings alone.
I mean, you've lost four of your last five games. Like, that's why, again, Logan Webb stopping the bleeding yesterday was huge for them. They needed that.
Speaking of revenge games, I didn't see it as a revenge game going into it, but clearly it ended up being that. How about Clay coming back?
Interesting.
I thought Steph felt some kind of way at the end of that game, and it was pretty obvious.
Well, he's fired up.
And I think Clay felt a kind of a way leading into the game, and right. I think as the game progressed, he clearly wanted that game, you know, really bad. But I thought that the Warrior fans killed him with kindness.
Yes.
And we love him. We love Clay. We're always going to love Clay. He holds a special place in our hearts. But I think that Clay will always, kind of like Montana, I think he's going to feel some kind of way for a long time.
The captain's hat, right? We had that. We had that big sign that was in the studio forever of all those people that signed said, thank you, Clay. Thank you. We love you. All of that. By the way, RIP Rocco. I saw that, I think, like the other week or two. The longtime Bulldog of one, Clay Thompson. It's tough, man. It's tough losing a pet. They're part of the family. That's tough.
Mine's getting so old. Leo is getting so old. He's just peeing everywhere. It's tough when they get that age.
It's tough. I still do that
13.
Sometimes.
He's a French Bulldog. He's 13 years old. He's had a great run.
That's pretty good. Is he purebred, too?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty good run for the purebred.
It's like twice the age of normal, you know, Frenchies.
But usually the mutts and, like, the smaller, like, Chihuahuas and, like, Terriers and stuff, they live a little bit longer, like Yorkies.
We had a Pom live 18 and a half years.
Again, smaller dogs, but still.
Crazy.
Like, that's, again, speaking to that. So, revenge games. What's up there for you? 888-957-9570. It's funny you mentioned Joe Montana, because that Chiefs team featured another, like, ugly divorce on there with the running back, as you mentioned, Marcus Allen with the Raiders.
Had the worst divorce from the Raiders.
Yep.
Time has forgotten that one.
Yeah.
That was as bitter as it gets. Hey, Bo's going to be an occasional running back, and you're going to the bench.
I mean, can you blame him?
No,
I'm just... Can you blame the Raiders?
Marcus Allen was, like, that shows how great Bo was, that Marcus Allen, a Hall of Famer on every team in the league, goes to the bench.
You're blocking for Bo Marcus going forward.
It's Marcus Allen.
He's one of the greatest running backs of all time. Heisman Trophy winner.
In terms of gallops, he's a gallop that I will see in my sleep, like in slow motion.
He still has the greatest run in Super Bowl history against Washington, when he just did a pirouette circling around and ran for like 50 or 60 yards. We're up against it. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Bonta Hill in studio today, as he does each and every Friday, joining us here, courtesy of River Islands. Plus, we got this or that in the 9 o'clock hour. We are talking revenge games in sports. Greatest revenge games for you. What were they? 888-957-9570. And where would you rank this Rafi Devers revenge scenario? I think it's gotten, like, I didn't realize it was this bad, Joe. Like, when they made the trade, and we talked about it a little bit, like, there was clearly a rift between whether it was ownership, the manager, something. We knew what was going on with Rafi Devers. But I didn't think it was on the level of like what Jimmy Butler was dealing with in Miami. I didn't think it was that bad. Clearly, though, Devers felt some type of way. Like, and the petty nature. And when we got guys like Will Fleming, who is the Red Sox radio voice, saying he basically gave the middle finger to the Red Sox organization through that presser and after it, taking ground balls at first, that kind of opened my eyes to everything. And I am expecting maybe not to get the ball thrown at him, but there's going to be some chippiness this weekend. And I'm just saying, it could be very fun if it starts off with a home run tonight or something from one Rafi Devers, as Hayden Birdsong is going to be on the mound against Hunter Dobbins, who has a 3.74 ERA, 4-1 record on the season.
You know, it's very interesting to me how once the divorce happens, all the dirty laundry gets aired. There is a Belichick, Brady-like kind of animosity that I'm sensing, where it's like, oh, not only was this bad, this has been bad for a while, right? Like, clearly Brady and Belichick, the divorce was simmering for a long time.
Yeah. Well, we also kind of knew it, that there was that creative tension between them. And that Bill Belichick, again, that word, he lives off creative tension.
Sure.
Whether it's at the running back, whether it's in special teams, whether it's the quarterback. No one is above reproach when it comes to Bill Belichick, as he feels. He's like, the Jimmy Garoppolo angle and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the owner had to step in and say, yeah, you know, Tom's our guy going forward. Until the owner couldn't do that anymore, and Tom knew it was time to go, and he elected to leave and go to Tampa Bay. And then what does he do? He wins the Super Bowl there.
In year one.
In year one. And also, he beats you when they play each other again, the Patriots, that is. I don't think he scored a touchdown, though, in that game, if I'm not mistaken. But they ended up having a game-winning drive. And Ryan Suckup, of all people, had the game-winning field goal in that one.
I think if Bill could go back in time, I think he'd retcon what he did at the end. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, if I'm Bill Belichick, I retcon a lot of things of what I've done in the last couple of years, to be honest with you.
Remember that Monday night game where they beat the Buffalo Bills with Mac Jones?
Yeah.
In the wind. And everyone's like, this is the greatest coaching game of all time.
He didn't throw it, right?
Boy, have we forgotten about that.
Well, Mac Jones.
I think it was three attempts.
Mac Jones is your boy, dude. You're just waiting for Mac Jones to have his opportunity this year, aren't you?
Belichick, if Mac Jones somehow makes sweet music with Kyle Shanahan, very unlikely, somewhere Belichick's going to pop up in a podcast and be like, I knew it all along. If McDaniels doesn't leave. No, but like I think that Bill, given the information that he has today, would probably have done things a lot different.
I would say so. Pat Riley said that too. Like shortly after the whole divorce kind of happened between him and Jimmy Butler. Like, yeah, I could have handled things better. Yeah.
I think a lot of people after things happen, they realize, all right, like they were wrong, I was wrong, and you know, we both have some things that we wish we would have done better.
When it gets good though, is when they don't. Like they still disagree with each other, like and hold those grudges for the
Montana.
Rest of their lives. Joe Montana.
I think Montana is still, there's a big level of bitterness to this day about what went down.
I agree. John Gruden, right, with the Raiders at the time. Now, he ended up coming back to coach the team. But at the time, he was traded, first of all, for a first-round pick from the Raiders to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The two teams face each other the year after in the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl, Joe.
I know.
And it was in California.
Incredible. And he destroyed them.
And it just eviscerated them. Now, there was so much baked into that game in itself. Bill Callahan not changing the plays or the play call verbiage, I guess. Tim Brown, I think it was like a decade ago or something, even said, he's like, I felt like my head coach sabotaged the team. And then he had to kind of like retcon. He's like, I didn't mean that. I was like, no, you kind of did, Tim. Like, you felt like you were own sabotaged. Jerry Rice was on that team, right?
So there was only blemish
right?
in his whole career.
There were so many things baked into that one, right? I do think that's the ultimate revenge game moment. Like, the head coach that you traded away beats you, like, not just beats you, destroys you in a Super Bowl. And then the year after, you have Bill Callahan calling your team the dumbest team in America. Like, it was a bad look. Horrible look. And I don't think Al Davis ever recovered from it. He didn't. The Raiders didn't. They still haven't recovered from that. It's bad. Even try to get those Gruden memories back. And, you know, John Gruden, I think they all forgot that he's like a horrible like draft evaluator. He's a horrible decision maker when it comes to the management of the franchise. Not to say he's not a great, you know, he's a personality and he's fun. He's doing good stuff with Barstool. He's still fun to watch. And I do like him breaking down film. I think it's very interesting. But that's the one for me that I look back on here in the Bay anyways. It's just like, wow, that's the ultimate F you I've ever seen in sports.
What about LeBron when he returned back to Cleveland when he was a part of the Heatles?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I mean, I felt like we hyped that one up forever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what.
I know.
14 years ago now?
We've forgotten about it because he returned back to Cleveland. But, man, I thought that was no way repairing that relationship.
That, and then also...
It was December 2nd, 2010.
I like ones, too, where it's players sticking it to the league. Remember the Deflategate thing?
Oh, and how could I forget?
Listen, talk about the dumbest things and most wasted energy in our lives. The whole Deflategate scandal, quote unquote, stupidest thing we've had to talk about forever. Brady's suspended for what, 4 games? So Jimmy gets to play, Jacoby Brissett gets to play, and then Brady comes back, and what do? They win the Super Bowl. And then who has to hand him the MVP trophy? Roger Goodell. And how great did that feel for Tom, for Brady, for Robert Kraft?
How many journalists were like, this is going to ruin his entire career? Deflategate, we don't even think about it.
Stupid. We think Spygate.
Yeah,
we think Spygate.
Marshall Falk still crying somewhere about Spygate.
Marshall Falk. What's that guy doing? 888-957-957.
He had a lot of indictments.
A lot of indictments. By the way, Bontiel joining us in the studio today, as he does each and every Friday. And we will talk about the Red Sox aspect of all this. We are going to be listening, and we are going to be petty like Rafi Devers was, and we are going to be tasting some tears of Boston sports media today, Joe, at some point, because...
Oh, the tears of unfathomable sadness!
Oh, they're so yummy in my tummy! Shout out South Park and Eric Cartman. Talk about greatest sitcom characters of all time, Eric Cartman's in the top five.
How about when Russell Wilson got traded to the Broncos? And then they played each other week one, and Seattle, it was like life and death for Seattle. Remember that week one game?
Geno Smith.
They wrote me and I didn't write back.
It was a great line, though.
Or they wrote me off and I didn't write back.
It was a great line.
It was an all-time line. And I just remember that was one of the more fun nights in the last, what, 6 or 7 years in the NFL and in the regular season.
I remember we were all watching it via, like, the Manning cast, too.
That's right.
Shannon Sharp, I think, was on it.
That's obviously
former Denver Bronco, right? And he had a vested interest in that game. And they, like Nate Hackett and them, like, botched the entire ending sequence.
Well, it's... I think about that, and the reason why I bring that up...
Worst coach ever, right? Nate Hackett. It's him or Urban Meyer.
I mean...
In NFL history.
Tom Sula and Chip Kelly on line one and two?
That's true. Tom did win his first game, though. Tommy Sula, I'm saying. A little running, a little throwing.
I think they beat the Vikings in black uniforms, and Carlos Hyde went for like 250. Look that up.
And the amount of Niner fans are probably saying,
Carlos Hyde.
Were you drinking the Kool-Aid?
Well, I drafted Carlos Hyde in every fantasy league like 3 straight years.
That spin he had in that game was all time.
I think he had like 3 or 4 touchdowns. Look that.
Shanahan can't beat the Vikings.
That's true. Tom Sula. Hey, go to the bullpen.
We beat
Bring in Tom Sula for one game.
About?
Yeah, they got that one playoff win. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. When Stephon Diggs got
it's
that.
It's in Minnesota touchdown. They can't win.
I got to look that up, that Tom Sula thing. Now I'm intrigued.
Actually, no, they beat him in the regular season within the last couple of years, too, I remember.
It's Kirk Cousins that specifically had the Kirk Cousins game. That might have been the revenge game against Shanahan.
Right? Kirk Clutchins is what they call him in that one.
Yeah. No, but I was thinking about the Russell Wilson thing, and the reason why I bring that up is because, you know, that is it's a cautionary tale for this Devers thing.
Mm.
Everybody out of Seattle hated Russell Wilson's guts, and we kind of heard more and more and more and more and more after he got moved.
Well, it wasn't just, like, because it's one thing if it's, you know, media saying it, and I'm not hearing from, like, executives, but when, like, all-time players of the franchise are saying it, that does hold a little weight, Joe. As we're kind of talking about this past week, when it comes to Johnny Damon, all-time Red Sox, Jonathan...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.